Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
And so that tells you that a very significant number of members of parliament have declared their support for me.
And tonight, with open endorsement and subtle internal campaigns underway, we ask whether it flouts the new disciplinary rules set to ensure fairness and neutrality. Yeah, on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies. Now, the race to lead the opposition, New Patriotic Party, appears to be heating up following the announcement by the party leadership of early presidential primaries. The General Secretary of the NPP, Justin Kudra Frimpong, this week announced January 31, 2026, as a date for electing its 2028 flag bearer. More party stalwarts are tonight declaring their intention to contest in the presidential primaries. The latest to join the fray is former Education Minister Dr. Yao Osei Edutum, who declared his intent to join the race. Yes.
With humility, conviction, and a resolute heart, I, Dr. Yao Osei Edutum, declare my intent to run for the flag bearership of the New Patriotic Party when nominations are officially opened by the party, and eventually, with your support, become the president of Ghana. This declaration is above all a call to action to every Ghanaian who dares to believe that our country can be better, stronger, and more united. I'm offering myself as a servant leader with a mindset to transform our nation. This is a response to a lifelong call, a call to serve my party and my country with integrity, vision, and resolve. It's also a response to the many voices from party faithfuls, religious leaders, youth groups, and everyday citizens across the length and breadth of the country who believe that now is the time for a new kind of leadership.
So Dr. Yao Edutum joins the ranks of Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, Ken Ejapon, who have already declared their intent to contest. Now, earlier today, some minority MPs held a closed-door meeting with the party's 2024 flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, to pledge their support for his potential bid to lead the party again in the 2028 general elections. Dr. Bawumia said more than 60 out of the party's 88 MPs in parliament have declared their support for him, adding that the members of parliament control the constituencies.
You've had a closed door meeting with some MPs from your party. What was the conversation about?
Well, thank you very much. This morning, I've had a visit from our members of parliament. I think that it was a very happy visit. It was a courtesy call, and it's a call to declare support for me. And I am so happy in terms of the group that have declared support for me from parliament. Now amounts to just over 60 members of parliament. And you know, we have 88 members of parliament. And so that tells you that a very significant number of members of parliament have declared their support for me. I just want to use this opportunity to thank all of them. The leader of the group here is Amprachum, who coordinated this, the MP for Mampong. And I believe that this is going to be very, very important, because the members of parliament, as you know, control the constituencies to a large extent. And I'm very, very happy for exactly what they have done today. It's a strong show of support, and I thank them and I thank God for this strong show of support. And off we go. There's a lot of hard work to be done so that we can help the party and help the country. And I want to thank all of you for being here. Thank you very, very much.
So that was the 2024 flag bearer of the NPP, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia there. Now, one of the MPs who showed up at the Dr. Bawumia's campaign office was the MP for Asin South, Reverend Ntim Fojo. His former boss at the Education Ministry, Dr. Yao Seyedichum, has also declared his intention to lead the NPP. But Ntim Fojo says he prefers the former vice president to lead the party. Listen to him.
Our support for him. As a matter of fact, there are a number of other members of parliament who some are out of jurisdiction, some are also indisposed, some also have some prior commitment for which they didn't join us. But the number overall would have been much more than the over 60 that you saw today. As they were entering, you saw them and it captured them. This goes to indicate the overwhelming majority support in the base who have expressed confidence in renewing the mandate of Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia to lead the party into the 2028 election. And I think that this decision is very sound. It is sound and it's consistent with the voter behavior of the Ghanaian. Looking up from our fourth Republican democracy, all the presidents that have held, who have become presidents, have had to go through elections two times, three times, even in the case of President Mahama, four times. And so you had President Jay Kufuor going in 96. It didn't work out. The party renewed the mandate for him because it fed into the voter behavior of Ghana. He won in 2000 subsequently. And same for President Akufo-Addo. When he attempted the first time in 2008, he lost. He tried again. It didn't work out. It was a third attempt that worked out for him. Even President Mahama, the first time, was an outlier because there was that, you know, overwhelming sympathy. The whole country was mourning. Excellency President Atta Mills had not been able to serve his full term, and that was just sympathetic that they allowed the vice president to continue. So that was a different case. So the Ghanaian population votes this way, that they want to see you on the ballot, on a presidential ballot, particularly if you are contestant for any of the major parties, NDC, MPP, they want to vote for a candidate who is experienced, a candidate who has the sympathy, a candidate who has tried before.
Well, the Gusau MP, Hassan Tampuli, dispelled claims that the presidential primaries of the party has been scheduled to be held early in order to better the chances of the 2024 flag bearer, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia. He says the elections will bring leadership to the MPP.
How does electing our flag bearer on 31st January 2026 give an advantage to Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia?
That's what your critics are saying.
And that's what I'm asking. So how does that become an advantage for him? Because the delegates that we have, they're the same delegates that we use in 2024. We use the same delegates in 2020, 2016, 2012. So it's the same number of people that we are using. I don't know why, you know, there is some kind of fear and panic, you know, within some ranks of the party. These are people who have been working for the party for two or three decades, and they are the same people that we are using. In any event, some of the aspirants have already started going around. Who are they campaigning to? Who are they campaigning to? Are they not meeting people? They are meeting people and they are campaigning to them. So definitely, it's the same people that we are working with. And I don't think that it gives anybody any advantage. What it is that there is some amount of, you know, vacuum that all of us have come to realize. Because as we speak right now, we don't know who is the leader of the party. Is it the former President Kufuor or former President Nana Adodanko Akufo-Addo or the former flag bearer or the national chairman or the general secretary or the minority leader? Who?
So who is now your leader?
So there's a kind of vacuum. If you have early Congress to elect the flag bearer of the party, then that vacuum is filled.
Also, that's the MP for Gusau there, Hassan Tampuli, talking about people's reaction to this particular announcement of it favoring Dr. Baumia. But let me bring in Deputy Head of the Political Desk here, Joy News, Wasting Amwa, for more analysis on this particular matter. Wasting, first of all, I want us to look at what we know about those who have declared so far to contest the flag bearership. Hello, Winston. Are you with me?
Yes, Brace, I can hear you.
I wanted to help us understand those who have already declared for the presidency or to run for the flag bearership. What do we know about them? We know the names, but actually, what do they bring to the table?
Well, Brace, you have Kenny Japon, who contested in the last election. He's talked about the fact that he's a right person. He's a very patriotic person. He's honest. He's disciplined. And he's indicated that if you go into a race and you're rejected, you mustn't be brought back. And I'm sure this wouldn't be the first time you hear people make that point, because whenever there's been primaries in the NPP, as far back as 1998, at the time, J.H. Mensa contesting J.A. Kufuor, he made it very clear that if you take a product or a produce to the market, and it's not purchased, you don't have to take it back. But of course, we know what happened. Now, we've also heard Dr. Yawase Bichu has indicated that, his track record, his performance at the Education Ministry would endear him to the party's delegates and by extension, Ghanaians. You've heard Brian Champo indicating that for him, the most important thing is to create jobs, is to build infrastructure. He's talked about the fact that, the country Ghana should be able to produce enough to feed its population and improve upon its infrastructure. But you see, Brace, the NPP is going into this particular election because it's the belief of the NPP that at this point, the party lacks leadership. You just heard Al Hassan Tampuli making that point. They say they need a formidable opposition leader and a formidable voice in opposition. It is also the understanding of majority of NPP members that what they are currently facing, discussions here and all the infighting would come to an end if they elect a flag bearer early. And that's why they want to elect a flag bearer on the 31st of January 2026. As to who wins the day, as the party's delegates will determine.
Okay. Now, people have already said that if you look at the decision to say let's elect our flag bearer on 31st January 2026, it's quite early. But people have said this will favor one camp. I mean, if you look at it critically, is that what it is?
Well, I mean, all of this will be clear after the party's national conference, because now there are discussions about increasing the polling station executive by two, and so that would mean having some 80,000 people becoming delegates after the national conference. If that is the case, then you ask the question, how would the party get that? Would the party that have to go through the polling station elections? Yes, they have to go through the polling station elections. If the party goes through the polling station elections, then that actually opens it up for people to determine, it opens up for the party to elect new crop of persons. If the party, and you've had discussions about the polling station elections being held in December. If that is the case, then it may not favor any person. If this album is maintained, you can have a point and say, okay, if the album is maintained, this is the album that brought in Dr. Baumia. And so this would look like an album that seeks to favor Dr. Baumia. But, you can also not rule out the fact that some of the delegates could change their minds, okay? And so it's a give and take situation. If the party maintains the same album, those who make the case that it favors Dr. Baumia will be very right and say, well, this is the album that brought him. So if we use this album, he's likely to win. There are those who would also say, well, this may be the album that brought him, but there are those who have indicated that at the time, many may have been whipped in line. And so this will be the real test of his popularity within the party. Again, once the National Council has accepted it, if conference adopt FAME, the other aspirants would have no choice than to go to the election with whatever the conference decides. It is only after the elections that would know I will be able to confirm. But if you ask me, if the current album is maintained, this is the album that gave Dr. Bamiyansam 61%. So it puts him in some kind of an advantage. Okay, it could put him in an advantage, but I would know on the day of the elections.
Again, what's the analysis or what does the impact of these over 60 MPs who have gone to Dr. Bawumia to say, we will support you in the primaries?
Well, these MPs certainly, when a party is in a position, MPs have a lot of say. And so, you know, they are representatives of over 60 constituencies. That would give Dr. Bawumia some kind of mileage going into the presidential primaries. But it doesn't in itself show that you're going to win an election. Okay? You can have these persons saying, I support you. But these are 60 persons. They would have to convince people. So it's how they're able to convince the delegates that matters the most. I know that, you know, Dr. Bawumia has been, I mean, even prior to this, had met, you know, some of the NPP MPs who lost in election 2024. He had spoken to them. He had urged them to, you know, consider standing again, because the belief is that many of these people have following, and their following would go a long way in helping his own cause. But like I keep saying all the time, Briggs, look, elections, an hour to the election, things can change. Okay, the very moment someone gets into the booth to vote, things can change. So let's wait. But to be fair, if you consider that the NPP has about 88 members of parliament or so, and if over 60 truly went there to declare their support for Bawumia, it puts him in a good position going into you know, the presidential elections. But of course, the truth also is that there are 276 constituencies. These are 60 members of parliament. It's less than a quarter of the total number of you know, constituencies. So that in itself, you could look at it and say, well, it's just about a quarter, less than a quarter of it. So don't be too excited until the DJ.
I'm grateful to you. Winston Amoa is the deputy head of the Political Desk here at Joy News. But it's a good time for me to bring in Dominic Nitiwal. He's MP for Bimbila and a former defense minister. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us. But let me confirm whether you were part of the over 60 MPs who went to Dr. Bawumia this morning.
Thank you very much. Good evening, rich listeners. Yes, I was actually part of the MPs who have been holding regular meetings. I think 2 weeks ago we held a meeting in Dr. Bawumia's office to give him our support. And today we again invited him into our meeting to formally let him know that all these MPs that he sees willingly, individually, have come to let him know that we believe he's the person who can lead us to victory in 2028.
How many were you?
So we were about 60 MPs who went to this meeting today. The last time were about 42 MPs, and the number keeps growing every time. I believe that in 2 weeks' time, when we meet again, the number will further increase.
But these are 60 MPs representing 60 constituencies. There are a lot more that, you know, were not part of your meeting. How does that make you feel that this, by this meeting, it gives your preferred candidate that advantage over the others?
First of all, there are 28 MPs who were not part of the meeting. Not because they don't like the vice president, the former vice president, or they support another person. We also accept that there are even MPs who themselves are running or have indicated that they will run. So obviously, Dr. Bawumia cannot get 100% or even 95% because there are many more MPs who are running and they have supporters. But we as MPs have come to say that we believe this is the best. We're not saying just because we are supporting him because of that he's going to win the elections now. We are taking one step after the time. But if you are a presidential candidate and the representatives of the people, three quarters of them decide to say that they support you, you have one leg already moving towards victory.
Mm. Okay. Hold on for me. Let me bring in Dixon Adomako Kisi, his aide to Brian Achampong, who has also declared his intention. I mean, he said he's sending people out there to conduct a research for him. I'm grateful to you, Dixon Adomako Kisi, for joining. Has that research team completed its work? And what then is the decision by Brian Achampong?
Good evening. The name is Dr. Dixon Adomako Kisi. Just for clarification.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the correction, sir. Yeah.
And two key issues. I think just recently there was a NEC meeting, which, as it is, put out a date for the presidential elections or primaries. Though we had reservations, I think during the meeting it was made known. Subsequent to that, we think that once the party has set a date, we'll work within that. However, we are of the opinion that strengthening the base and doing it from a down-up approach would have been in the interest of a stronger
okay.
Party.
I get it, but I wanted to find out from you, has that research work you put out completed its work? And what then is the final decision of Mr. Brian Achampong? Is he contesting now?
I think we intend to make a statement next week. And I will not do a preemptive statement, but I think the feedback is very positive.
Okay. You've been a member of parliament before. Does the 60 MPs who went to Bawumia, Dr. Bawumia, put any fear in your camp?
Was it less than 30 or 60?
It's around 60. That's the number that we've been fed with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as far as, I mean, we are unperturbed, very key thing, and we're more interested in doing something very different from what we've always been doing. And I'm actually surprised because we were of the opinion that the ninth parliamentarians will not, in the interest of the party, you know, make a declaration of such, you know, because of what we are hoping to achieve for the greater party. So I must admit that, you know, this noise or as it is, statement of declaration is shocking for me or surprising because in my discussions with their leadership at some point it was very clear in my mind that the ninth parliamentarians will not as it is make a declaration. So
your camp is disappointed in this move?
No, I'm just surprised because in the interest of the party, the greater party, we were of the opinion that the ninth parliamentarians will conduct themselves, you know, not necessarily neutral, but will not go public.
I'm grateful to you, Dr. Dixon Adomako Kisi. Let me bring in Stephen Amoah. Dr. Stephen Amoah, he's a member, campaign management team in charge of strategy for the Ken Ejiapong camp. Doc, I mean, this is what we're hearing. Over 60 MPs went to Dr. Bawumia. Does it put any fear in the Ken Ejiapong camp?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Thank you very much. My regards to our listeners. And thank you for this opportunity. It is extremely interesting and funny. You saw the numbers that were at the place around. Just go and look at it again, whether the number will be up to even 30. And two, all those who went there did not necessarily go there because they support Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. That is not true. Even there were some MPs who did not go, that I believe they also support Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. You see, this is internal election. Let's stop the propaganda and focus on issues that will actually illustrate who has the support at the base. The same day, today, over 260 former MDCs, DCs, all of them came and met Honorable Ken Ohinejapong. Today, I can tell you about 90% of such a large number support.
But you are casting doubt over someone's number, but you want people to believe your number you're putting out?
They will send the pictures. We have their names. They wrote their names and their numbers. We can send to you. And mind you, the first speaker who spoke, who might have been one of our brothers and friends, we are all together. They just want to do it in a peaceful manner. If they were not afraid, how come they are panicking and pushing, let's do top, bottom, bottom up, let's do this, that. They know Honorable Ken has won this election. He's going to unify this party. He's going to win for the MPP come 2020. They know. In parliament, go and check. There are other people who have been even intimidated and blackmailed, and they are there. Most of them went there. They support Ken. Some support Brand. Some support Honorable Adichum. So even look at the number.
Who's blackmailing them?
Oh, some of the supporters from other camps, especially the first-timers, but they are resolute. They are very resilient, and they are going to vote and support Honorable Ken.
How many are
honestly,
they? How many are they?
I will not lie to you. Everybody knows Teka will never lie. I can't give you a very definite figure, but trust me, most of the MPs support Honorable Ken. And they are quiet. And they are not making noise. So what they are talking about, the game is just about to be started. Look, all over, I tell you, we'll win Greater Accra, we'll win Ashanti Region, we'll win Central Region, we'll win Volta Region, we'll win Western Region, Braha for 50-50, Northern Region 40-60, we'll win. Okay. It's easy right. Region that we're here to. You will see what will happen.
I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you, Dr.
It's
Steven.
A big pleasure.
Amua,
it's a big pleasure.
For joining us. Let me bring in Dr. John Osaikopong. But just before, Haruna Mohammed is Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Haruna, what is the party doing to bring sanity? We've seen that this person says I stand here, this one says I am here. What is the party doing to sanitize it?
Good evening, Kodo, Bruce. Good evening to your charity listeners, and I don't know those on the panel for this particular discussion. I say good evening to all of them. The party has issued a statement indicating the decision that was made by the National Council per a motion that was moved and adopted by Council for presidential primaries to be done. In every presidential primaries or any parliamentary primaries or any elections in the party, we come out with the rules of the game per the elections that is being conducted. And it is very indicative that in July, when we finish with the Congress on the 19th, we'll be issuing the directive for the elections and opening nominations for the presidential primaries that will be conducted on the 31st of
Before then,
we have rules. We have issued rules. The National Party at the National Council, we were asked to make sure that we crack the whip. We ensure that there is sanity within the party. There is also discipline within the party. We are carefully monitoring the airwaves. The General Secretary is taking some certain notes, and I can give you the assurance that we'll be able to sanitize the environment and make sure that the party persons, senior members of the party, and other communicators of the party, and supporters or potential supporters of candidates who have expressed interest to pick nominations when they are open, to follow the guidelines.
I'm grateful to you. Dr. John Osaikopong is Democracy and Development Fellow, CDD Ghana. Doc, what do you think the party must do now, now that we've seen this clear divisions within the rank and file of the party? Hello? Do I still have Dr. John Osaikopong on the line? Doc, I want to find out from you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Good, I can hear you now, yes.
Yes, so good evening to you. Good evening to your listeners. For me, I don't think at this early stage I would classify this as disunity within the rank and file of the party. It's a presidential primary. Each and every member of the party, whether they are a party executive, whether they are a regular member, whether they are a member of parliament or not, are free to choose whoever they want to support. Yes, giving the stature, perhaps the weight that an MP would carry over, or sort of the influence that an MP can have, you may want to say that they can sort of hold back and not make their support public. But some of them have. And that's part of the intra-party democratic process. People are free to pick and choose sides. For me, the question of the unity would come in when the primary is over. And that would largely depend on how the primaries go, how both all the contestants and their supporters, how they conduct themselves during the primary, how far they carry their competitive spirit in the things they say about each other, and if there are grievances leading to and after a winner is declared, how the party manages it. That, for me, is what is very critical to the party's unity going into 2028, and not necessarily at this early stage in terms of who wants to support who. That, okay, for me, it comes with the territory. Okay. Definitely people are going to choose sides.
All right. Yeah. I'm grateful to you, Dr. John Osai Kwapong. He's Democracy and Development Fellow at CDD Ghana. That's all on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel. Connect and Energy's up next is Newsnight.